Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
My dad, but he's running out of patience here. I received the following text from him. I will be 77 soon. I have seen only one World Series title here in Milwaukee, 57 Braves. Enough already. Time is running out. I mean, he's running the clock on his deathbed.
This is Brewers 360.
I mean, we're undaunted. That sounds like there's a little daunt in there with him. You should probably talk through.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Kind of an odd first pitch time. We're like 3-something this afternoon, yeah?
Yeah, 3:10 today. So, yeah, make sure you're tuned in early. Should be a good one today. This Phillies team is really tough. So, obviously, they played us tough on Monday, and we got them yesterday, so this will be certainly a good one today.
Well, congratulations on all the tiebreakers. With that win yesterday, you guys have the tiebreakers over the Phillies. You guys basically have the tiebreaker over all the division leaders in the league right now, except for the Cubs, who are 6 games back, so sitting pretty going into October.
Yeah, no, we certainly acknowledge that. I think, you know, how we always talk about just trying to put one foot in front of the other, yep. Not getting too far ahead of ourselves here. But, yeah, that's, again, a really, really tough Phillies team. We've seen how they came back against us on Monday, you know, and yesterday they pushed us again too. So certainly good to have that tiebreaker for sure. But, yeah, that's a really good team and going to be really dangerous in October as well.
Matt, did we make too much of the 19 games in 18 days, the needing the day off, or was it kind of exactly what we needed at the right time there?
No, we definitely needed it. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everybody was grinding, and the guys hung in there and did a great job with it. But certainly for all of us, I mean, I spent the day at the dentist, so it wasn't as exciting of an off day for me. But,
nice.
You know, good times there. But no, it was certainly well deserved for all the guys because they've been grinding so hard for so long. So yeah, and look, our schedule here coming up in September has a lot more off days kind of scattered throughout, which will be great for the group as well.
Man, whenever we hear the name Christian Yelich and then in the same sentence back or bad back or sitting out because of back, we cringe in here. We get all freaked out. Is this just precautionary, or how worried should we be about Yelly?
Yeah, at this point, very, very precautionary. You know, we're going through a grind there, and he said it tightened up a little bit on him, you know, a couple days ago, and then into the off day, just couldn't really get it loose. But, you know, according to him and the doctors, you know, they feel like that's normal after playing so much and coming off of a serious back injury this off season. So he feels really good. You know, he anticipates that he's going to be back here in the next couple days. So, at least from our standpoint, it's certainly precautionary at this point.
Isaac Collins, Blue is his nickname, according to Murph. Another home run last night and really making a play for Rookie of the Year. I know those individual honors, every one of the guys will tell you, you guys will say that as well, don't matter as much as the team's ultimate performance. But, man, the kid's making a statement.
No doubt. I mean, he's had some huge hits for us over this stretch, and really, I think he deserves that award, you know, for what he's done here for this group and who he is, and, you know, just had a kid not that long ago, so he's having a great year, you know, and all around, right. and just a really good person, and yeah, the home run yesterday was definitely the difference maker, and huge credit to him for all this, you know, the contributions he's made all year really for us.
So we're talking about what guys did with their day off, and what was it? MLB wrote it up, or
McKelvey wrote it up.
Yeah. You know, this guy's doing this. This guy said he's doing laundry. Somebody went to visit his folks in Northern
Quinn
Illinois.
Priester drove down to Illinois to see his parents.
Ricky Week said he had 2 NFL fantasy drafts that he needed to get to. I have to imagine you're not in any NFL fantasy drafts.
I am not. I'm the assistant GM for my son's team.
Very nice.
You know, and so yeah, he takes it very seriously. But yeah, no, I have retired from fantasy football for several years, and I really enjoy football. I've grown to love the Packers since I lived here, and pull for them like crazy every Sunday. But no, I'm not involved in any of the fantasy drafts.
Do you ever get with the likes of a Ricky and say like, yeah, pretty hard, isn't it? This job's hard.
Yeah. No, I was talking to Yelich about it yesterday because he has three different teams, and he was talking about the draft and how he diversified his portfolio so he doesn't have the same type of players on each team. So he knows that at least one of them is going to be good. And sometimes during the season, he has to make some tough cuts. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of tricky, huh? But no.
And nice that you get a backup team.
he was great. No, he's actually puts a lot of work into it too, which is fun to talk to.
Is there any chance, and I think I already know the answer to this, but we'll ask it anyway. Obviously, you'll hear from time to time that different pitchers or players get picked up as we get, you know, waiver wire stuff. We saw Aaron Civale is a Cub now. Didn't see that coming on the old bingo card to start the season. Is there any still wavering or searching waiver wire for that type of stuff as we're getting into the final lap of the season?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we just the other day we signed Luis Urias, who we're all familiar with, and every day we're constantly scanning the wire for guys to help us, you know, wherever we can, honestly. And so the players that we add now would not be eligible for the postseason. That's the only caveat there when you add a guy at this point in the season, because they need to be in your organization before September 1st. But yeah, they can certainly help us down the stretch, and we're always actively looking to help the team.
Got another roadie coming up then after this afternoon's game. It's Pittsburgh for a 3-game set and then down to Texas to face the Rangers. Don't know much about them this season.
Yeah, they've been, you know, a little bit hot and cold, but I think they're missing a couple guys, you know, just health-wise. I think they've battled some health. But look, they've played pretty well lately, and again, especially with teams in the American League, we have to do our homework on those guys and make sure we're prepared. But our advanced scouting group does a tremendous job. They're working really hard even to get ahead for some planning here for the postseason as well. And so I know we'll be in a good spot there for that Texas series.
As assistant GM of your kids' fantasy football team, did you get to help weigh in on the team name? Do you get any insight on that?
I get a vote, but it's a very small vote. So,
I can only imagine if you're willing to share it. Right?
I guess not. Yeah, so.
No, It's a 13-year-old kid's team name. Let's just say that.
Enough said.
No, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Brewers GM Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Brewers and Phillies. That's a 3:10 first pitch this afternoon at American Family Field.